Living Well. Eye on the Skies. A 12-year study by the National Lightning Safety Council found that of 396 people killed by lightning between 2006 and 2018, almost two-thirds were involved in outdoor activities, primarily sports. The study identified fishing with 38 deaths, beach-going with 23, camping with 19, boating with 17, soccer with 12, and golf with 10. Many of the fishing, boating, and camping deaths occurred because of the extreme time required to get to a safe place. One myth about lightning is that it never strikes twice in the same place, yet lightning often strikes the same place over and over. The Empire State Building is hit more than 20 times a year. Another myth is that if it's not raining or there are no clouds overhead, a person is safe from lightning. Yet lightning can strike 10 to 15 miles from a thunderstorm. To evaluate a storm's closeness, use the flash-to-bang method. Every 5 seconds between the lightning flash and the bang of the thunder equals 1 mile. When you see the lightning flash, count the number of seconds until you hear thunder. If it's 30 or fewer, the storm is within 6 miles and poses a serious risk. However, a better rule of thumb may be the National Weather Service's tagline, "When thunder roars, go indoors." John Lowry. The Advantages of VA Telehealth by Beth W. Orenstein. One of Leonie Hayworth's patients had experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder since returning from Vietnam, but never addressed them. Part of his reluctance to seek care was that the Army veteran lived on a desert farm, 3 hours from the nearest VA clinic. When Hayworth suggested he receive mental health care via the VA Telehealth Services Program, he agreed. He received a computer tablet through which he could consult mental health professionals by video without leaving home. "It was a huge success," says Hayworth, VA's National Director of Synchronous Telehealth. The care he received absolutely transformed him. Hayworth says that VA video visits work particularly well for those who need mental health care from psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and other professionals. The veterans often are more comfortable receiving their mental health care at home in an environment that is familiar to them, she says. Nowadays, telehealth is a tool for everything from acute care to management of chronic conditions. Patients have used it for animal bites, arm and facial lacerations, cough, dry mouth, ear pain, eye irritation or itching, flu checkups, itchy scalp, lip swelling with cold sores, localized rash, sore throat, and sunburn, to name just a few health concerns. To qualify for a video visit, veterans must have a smartphone, tablet, or desktop computer. If they don't have their own device, they may qualify for a loaned device from VA, Hayworth says. They also need a cellular data plan or some way of connecting over the internet. The provider responds to requests for visits with an email that has a link to the video chat. The patient opens the email, clicks on the link, and is connected via video conference to the provider. While not the same as an in-person visit, it is as if I'm seeing them and can use the screen to share test results and other information, Hayworth says. Telehealth is particularly helpful for patients who live a far distance from a VA clinic or have mobility or transportation issues. Indeed, more than half of the 582,000 video visits in fiscal 2018 supported veterans living in rural areas. Video visits are secure and afford patients all the privacy they would have at an in-office or hospital visit, Hayworth says. Everything is quite secure and encrypted. In fiscal 2018, VA surpassed 1 million video health visits for the first time, an increase of about 20% over the previous year. With the largest telehealth program in the country, VA recently announced it is expanding it even more. Working with the healthcare company Philips, VA is setting up clinical services through veterans service organizations nationwide, including American Legion posts. Philips will provide equipment for a video telehealth session so that veterans can go to their nearest VSO to see a VA medical professional if they prefer that to a home or workplace visit. The professional who delivers their care may be hundreds or even thousands of miles away. The idea is to support veterans who don't have the resources to participate or who live in areas where broadband connectivity is poor, Hayworth says. We are working with American Legion national leadership and local posts to do this, she adds. VA is also increasing the providers who participate in the program. By the end of fiscal 2020, our goal is for every mental health and primary care provider to be able to do video visits, Hayworth says. And by the end of fiscal 2021, we hope to have all specialty providers participating as well. Veterans can always choose traditional in-person care if they prefer, Hayworth adds. Beth W. Orenstein of Northampton, Pennsylvania, is a freelance medical writer and regular contributor to Living Well. Learn more about VA's telehealth program, www.telehealth.va.gov. The truth about eating and aging. Our bodies digest food differently as we age. Metabolism slows down and nutrients are absorbed in different ways, especially after 50, WebMD magazine reports. Unfortunately, these realities about aging have led to several myths about what and how to eat as we age. Myth number one, since my metabolism is slower, I need to eat less. This is not necessarily true. WebMD notes that moderately active men older than 50 should get between 2,200 and 2,400 calories a day. Moderately active women should consume about 1,800 calories daily. But since it is more difficult as we age to take in certain nutrients like B12, calcium, zinc, iron, and vitamin D, you may not need to eat more of some and less of others to get the right nutrition. WebMD suggests protein, fruits, and vegetables. Myth 2. Supplements are good for you, so more is better. In the case of calcium, the more you eat, the more you'll absorb, and it'll come out in the urine. But it increases your risk of having kidney stones in the process, says Beth Dawson Hughes of the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University. Myth 3. I'm not all that hungry right now. It's okay to skip a meal. Your body is a bonfire, says Nancy Farrell, a dietitian with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. If you're having a bonfire in your backyard, you're going to throw another piece of wood or a log on it to keep that fire burning. That keeps the metabolism up and running. Myth 4. It's too late to change my habits. While it may be tougher to change habits, it's never too late or too early to work on behavior changes in any phase of life, Farrell says. For instance, people wanting to cut calories and lose weight should choose nutrient-dense foods such as fruits, vegetables, grains, oatmeal and brown rice, beans, nuts, lean meats, eggs, and seafood. Of course, it helps to avoid fast food, high-sugar drinks, desserts, and foods made with butter or shortening, or made from refined grains like white bread or pasta. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.